Wouldn't you like to sing the song first?
Thank you. 想唱首诗歌啊。
Perhaps you have a chorus that you know, do you?
我有没有短歌我们懂唱的呢？
Dare to be a Daniel, dare to stand alone, dare to have a promise true and purpose true, and dare to make it known. Anyway, some crows can sing as well as nightingales.
那些乌鸦呢，都系识唱歌噶，有阵时比嗰啲恩歌唱得更好添。Shall
we pray?
我一齐祈祷。
We pray.
主，我们感谢你，俾我们系清晨，我们能够一同嘅，系嚟到呢一度。主，我们感谢你，又俾我们有丰盛嘅恩典。主，你俾我们有生命气息，你俾我们系有，即系你创造呢个宇宙，你俾我们系嚟到好似成为呢个宇宙嘅中心。主，你将系好重嘅托付嚟到摆人，你叫人嚟到彰显你嘅荣耀。 主，我们更感谢你，当人系唔理你嘅时候，当人系拒绝你嘅时候，你差派你嘅独生嘅儿子嚟到呢个世界，嚟到拯救我哋。主，我哋满心嘅感谢，今日我哋能够喺呢一度喺老弟兄嘅面前嚟到接受主你嘅话。我哋为着呢个老弟兄，我哋献上感谢。主，我哋为着呢个老弟兄系咁大嘅年纪，但系佢有丰满生命嘅活力。主，我哋献上感谢。我哋就。 话你嘅话系何等嘅真实，我哋爱睇虽然每日都系扭坏，但系我哋属你嘅人，你俾我哋里边嘅生命系每日都系更新。主，我哋感谢你，我哋清晨能够喺呢度喺老弟兄嘅话语嘅即时嘅底下，我哋求主你系祝福弟兄，你俾佢有足够嘅精神体力，你都系俾佢有你嘅话语俾我哋。主，我哋咁样将系呢个钟头嘅时间，我哋交俾你，我哋仰望你，我哋求嗰位复活嘅主能够喺我哋当中。
Amen. We're turning again to the book of Daniel.
Chapter 6.
Is anyone here who has not been with us in other meetings about Daniel?
有人喺我哋当中系喺我哋上几次查但以理书嘅唔喺度嘅咧
？Everybody. Oh, well, that's all right. I just want to remind you that the subject of this book is the heavens do rule.
我想再提醒大家，呢卷但以理书嘅中心乃系讲到诸天掌权。
It was a period when the kings were powerful, mighty.
喺呢段嘅历史嘅时期嘅里边，嗰度有啲嘅帝王，好有大能，亦都好有权柄。And
they really thought that they could do what they thought or what they liked.
佢哋以为佢哋能够做佢哋所想中意做嘅嘢。But
the Lord wanted them to realize and wants us to remember.
但神却想佢哋知道，亦都想我哋能够明白。
He is the Lord.
神才是那位的主,
and it's specially indicated in Ephesians chapter 2, which you won't turn to, where he says, having died to the cross, died on the cross, he is now exalted.
就好像以弗所书第二章告诉我们,他在十字架上为我们死了之后,他被神来升高。
And our Lord has the name which is above every name.
我们主的名字被升到超乎万名之上的名。
And at his name, every knee should bow.
在这个名字的前面,每万膝都要跪拜。
Well, that's the atmosphere that we're introduced, or the subject we're introduced to here in Daniel.
我们在一个这样的背景里面,我们继续来看但以理书。
The heavens do rule.
诸天掌权。
And the Lord meant those ruling emperors to know that.
神想要那些帝王,那些掌权的人,他们能够知道。
So he did things among them which made witness to it or gave evidence of it.
他们就要人来到,为这件事来到作见证。
And as is true still today,
今日都是一样的,
it was through his people that he wanted to register to the high and the mighty and the worldly and the pagans who was ruling.
所以神要透过他的属他的人来到见证出向执政掌权的向这个世界来到见证出神才是那位的主.
So we have been noticing that it was through four young men whom the Lord used as his vessel.
我们就提到神用着这四个年轻人来作为他的器皿.
Not only to teach the rulers of those days,
不单是要教导当时的执政掌权的人,
but to remind us of these days,
也提醒我们今日,
that he is Lord.
他才是主.
And we must know him as Lord.
我们要认识他是作为我们的主.
And if he is your Lord, my Lord,
如果他是你的主,
Lord in all my thinking, all my desiring, all my speaking, all my going,
在我的心思意念,在我的言语行为上面,都是作我的主.
This will serve God's purpose.
这个就能够达到神的目的了.
And register, he is above all.
来到显出,他在万有之上.
But at the same time, if this is true of you or I,
同时,如果这个在我们身上是真的,
we should experience what these four teenagers experienced in the days of Daniel.
我们都应该经历到这四个年轻人所经历的,
There was a lot of opposition to them.
那里有很多反对他们的,
and rejection of their testimony.
很多拒绝他们的见证的,
they had tough times.
他们有很困难的时间,
and they were truly tested.
他们真的被试验,
but they came through in victory.
但是他们得胜的经过,
and their history and our history can be summed up in one verse in this book.
他们的经历和我们的经历都可以来到用这本书里面一节的经文来到总结.
What does it say in chapter 11?
在第11章讲什么呢?
Chapter 11,
但以理书第11章,
verse
32. 第32节.
This writing is a bit difficult, isn't it? Verse 32. They that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits.
第十一章的第十一章的第三十二节的后半节，唯独认识神的子民必刚强行事.
That's a key verse, really, in relation to the history of these four teenagers.
这节的经文你可以说是这四个年轻人他们的历史的一个锁匙.
And God willing, it may be a witness concerning us.
如果神愿意, 这个都可以成为我们的见证.
If he is our Lord,
如果他是我们的主,
and if we know him as Lord,
如果我们认识他作我们的主,
because it's they who do know him,
那些认识他的人,
and the power of his resurrection,
认识他复活的大能,
who shall do wonders.
能够做奇妙的事情.
Now this morning we're turning to chapter 6.
今早我们要看第六章,
and we're going to read the chapter through.
我们读完第六章的经文.
This is a very important chapter.
是一章很重要的经文.
I wondered as I was thinking over these meetings, when I come to the end, what will the end be?
当我思想到我们这一年轻的聚会来到结束了，那个结束会是怎样呢?
And I thought, well, I suppose it'll be chapter 6.
我就想应该是第六章了。
Daniel threatened, or Daniel in the lion's den.
但以理是被扔到狮子坑的里面。
And at first I didn't know what I could understand from that.
我原先的时候我不明白, 究竟我能够从这里得着什么?
But as I have thought upon it, prayed over it,
但当我思想的时候, 当我祷告的时候,
I've been thrilled.
我就想通了.
And I want to share with you what I have understood from this record.
从你交通, 我从这个记录里面,
so we'll read the chapter through.
我们就读完这章的经文.
Read it thoughtfully, carefully.
我们很留心地来读, 我们带着祷告的心来读.
Because everything written here is important.
因为每一个说话在这里记载的都是重要的.
First we read about the opposition to the testimony of these men.
我们先读到这些人他们作见证的，他们所遇到的反对。
Maybe only Daniel is mentioned in this chapter.
虽然或者只是但以理在这里被记载。
But he still represents all three or four.
但其实都是代表他们四个人。
So, recognize the opposition.
所以我们认出那里有反对的。
And see the reason for that opposition.
我们要明白为什么那里有反对。
Because we have said, Hell hates the vessel of testimony.
因为我已经说过了，是地狱，是恨恶作见证的器皿。
And if your life and my life has a testimony,
如果你和我的生命是有一个见证,
and especially a testimony to the sovereignty of the Lord,
特别我们来到要见证出主，他有主权。
People will feel uncomfortable in our presence, perhaps.
或者当别人就会觉得，在我们和我们一起的时候，就觉得不舒服了。And
they might be angry too.
或者会生气。
And they might do something against us to try and destroy us.
或者会做一些事来毁灭我们的见证。
Because that's the history of this vessel of testimony, these four teenagers.
这是这四个年轻人他们的历史。
So read carefully.
所以留心地来读,
and listen to what the Lord is saying to you as we read this chapter through. The central figure is Daniel, but he represents all four.
虽然那个主角好像是但以理，但他是代表四个人的。
We see the opposition.
都是接受这个反对。
The reason for the opposition.
反对的原因。
How real it was.
何等的真实。
And how it landed Daniel in the lion's den.
怎么将但以理来到带到最后带到撕一坑的里面。
And what was the result after that?
但最后那个结果又是怎样呢?
Alright now, read thoughtfully and carefully.
我们就一起来到，是留心地来到读。
Alright. You read.
但以理书第六章第一节。 但以理随心所愿，立120个总督治理通国，又在他们以上立总长三人，但以理在其中，使总督在他们三人面前服侍回复事务，免得王受亏损。因这但以理又美好的灵性，所以显然超乎其余的总长和总督。王又想立他治理通国，那时总长和总督 寻找但以理误国的把柄，要把他要为要参他，只是找不着他的错误过失，因他忠心办事，毫无错误过失。那些人便说：我们要找参者但以理的把柄，除非在他神的律法中就寻不着。于是总长和总督纷纷聚集来见王，说：愿大利乌王万岁！各中的总长钦差总督。 谋士和巡抚彼此商议，要立一条坚定的禁令，30日内不拘何人，若在王以外或向神或向人求什么，就必拘在狮子坑中。王啊，现在求你立这禁令，加盖玉玺，使禁令绝不更改。照马代和波斯人的例是不可更改的。于是大利乌王立这禁令， 加盖玉玺，但以理知道这禁令盖了玉玺，就到自己家里。他楼上的窗户向着开向耶路撒冷，一日三次双膝跪在他神面前，祷告感谢，与素常一样。那些人就纷纷聚集，见但以理在他神面前祷告恳求，他们便进到王前，提王的禁令说：王啊！ 30日内不拘何人，若在王以外或向神或向人求什么，必被扔在狮子坑中。王不是在这禁令上盖了玉玺吗？王回答说：实有这事，照马代和波斯人的例是不可更改的。他们对王说：王啊，那秘掳之犹太人中的但以理不理你，也不遵你的盖了玉玺的禁令。 他竟一日三次祷告，王听见这话就甚愁烦，一心要救但以理，筹划解救他，直到日落的时候，那些人纷纷聚集， 来见王说：王啊，当知道马代人和波斯人有例，凡王所立的禁令和律例都不可更改。王下令人就把但以理带来，扔在狮子坑中。王对但以理说：你所常侍奉的神，他必救你。有人搬石头放在坑口，王用自己的骰和大臣的印封闭那坑，便承办但以理的事毫无更改。王回宫中夜禁食，无人拿乐器到他面前，并且睡不着觉。次日黎明，王就起来急忙往狮子坑那里去，临近坑边哀声呼叫但以理。但以理说：永生神的仆人但以理，你所常侍奉的神能救你脱离狮子么？但以理对王说：愿王万岁，我的神差遣使者封住狮子的口，叫狮子不伤我，因我在神面前无辜，我在王面前也没有行过亏损的事。王就甚喜乐，吩咐人将但以理从坑里系上来。于是但以理从坑里被系上来，身上毫无损伤，因为信靠他的神。王下令人就把他那些控告但以理的人，连他们的妻子儿女都带来，扔在狮子坑中。他们还没有到坑底，狮子就抓住他们，咬碎他们的骨头。那时大利乌王传旨晓谕住在全地各方各国各族的人说：愿你们大享平安。现在我降旨晓谕我所统管的全国人民，要在但以理的神面前战敬恐惧，因为他是永远长活的神，神他的国永不败坏，他的权定永存无极。他庇护人搭救人，在天上地下施行神迹奇事，救了但以理脱离狮子的口。如此，这但以理当大利乌王在位的时候，和波斯王古列在位的时候，大享亨通。
Here we read in verse 1.
我们读到第一节。
It pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 princes, which should be over the whole kingdom.
大利乌王随心所愿，立120个总督治理通国。
And over these three presidents, of whom Daniel was first, that the princes might give accounts unto them and the king, who should have no damage.
又在他们以上立总长三人，但以你在其中，使总督在他们三人面前回复事务，免得王受亏损。
Then this Daniel was preferred above the presidents and princes.Because of an excellent spirit in him, and the king thought to set him over the whole realm.
因这但以理有美好的灵性，所以显然超乎其余的总长和总督，王又想立他治理通国。
Here the servant of the Lord, Daniel, has a remarkable promotion.
在这里神的仆人但以理有一个很高的提升啊。
Not only to be among the princes or the presidents of the realm,
不单只是总督是总长当中，
but to be preferred above all the others. He was the best.
而是他在他其他众人之上神是看重他了。
Now there's a challenge there for us.
那里对我们常常一个挑战。
That if we are bearing the name of the Lord,
如果我们是担负主的名字，
if indeed he is Lord to us,
如果真系作我哋嘅主
，Our work should be excellent。
我哋嘅工作应该系好美好嘅。
Whatever realm it is，
无论喺咩嘅情况嘅里面
，Whether it's in the state，
无论喺国家里面
，In the office，
喺我哋写字楼里面
，In the workshop，
喺我哋嘅工厂嘅里面
，In the home，
喺我哋嘅家庭嘅里面
，Our report should be excellent。
我哋应该有一个好嘅名声嘅。
We read in the beginning in chapter 1.
在第一章我们读到
How to these men was given exceptional wisdom.
我们读到这几个年轻的人神给他们有很超人的智慧。
King Nebuchadnezzar chose them. Put them among his ministers. Gave them the education of his academy. And they proved themselves. That they were 10 times better than all the other students. And chapter 1 ends with Daniel continued. That their excellency, their efficiency, their faithfulness, their skills continued. That's to be expected. Our goodness, honesty, faithfulness, skill, whatever department we may be in, if He is our Lord, He gives us skill that's not just a flash in the pan, as we say. It's enduring, it's continuing. Well, here, Daniel has got now a chief place. Among all the presidents that were elected to share in the administration of the realm, Daniel stood first. What was the result? Difficulty. You get to the top. It may be well deserved. You get to the top. People will be jealous. And they will begin to scheme against you. They will try to find a scandal that will destroy your reputation. And make your employer suspicious. That's what happened here. These other presidents, they were jealous of Daniel. And so they plotted against him. They couldn't find any real legitimate accusation as to his character, as to his skills, his ability to be chief in the administration of the land. So what did they say? Well, we can't find it in that, but what about his religion? After the king is on our side, he was a pagan. He did not honor God. He had no fear of the Lord. So these others, jealous ministers, plotted against Daniel. We can't find fault with his morals or his skills, but what about his religion? Of course, it wasn't the religion of the land. So they thought they were on a good wicket here, that they could bowl him over. And so they made the king, or they suggested to the king, you make a decree that nobody at any time for 30 days should be allowed to make a petition to anybody but you. Of course, that was challenging. It was going to challenge Daniel's prayer life. And it's possible that if you are a praying woman or man, If your prayer is meaningful,
如果你的祷告是有意思的,
and persistent,
是坚持的,
if you're obedient to the Lord,
如果你对主是信服的,
who said men ought always to pray and not to faint,
主说你应该时时祷告,不要灰心,
if you're a persevering praying person,
如果你一个是, 持久的祷告的人,
some may be irritated.
有些人他们就不喜欢了,
and they may start to complain or grumble.
他们就会在埋怨,
have you not found that out?
我们有没有发现这样呢?
We are a bit curious if we are given to prayer.
如果我们是依靠祷告的,人就会觉得我们很怪。
And if we are given to prayer, men or women of prayer,
如果我们真的祷告,我们成为祷告的男人女人,
we may not be understood.
我们别人不会明白我们,
in fact, people may have wrong impressions.
别人有错误的印象在我们的,对我们,
I remember when we were still at school, my brother and I, I'm a twin, I have a twin brother.
我记得当我仍然在学校的时候,我是孖生的,跟我的孖生的哥哥在学校的时候,
and when we were teenagers,
当我们十几岁的时候,
well, I suppose it was before we were teenagers really, because we were still at school,
我们应该是在十几岁的时候,我们在学校里面,
we developed a habit, my brother and I,
我和哥哥,
that in our lunch break,
在我们吃晏昼的时候,
we had to come home for lunch,
我们回家吃晏昼,
we would just slip up into our bedroom,
我们就走上我们的睡房,
for a time of prayer. I think it was our Bible class teacher who had suggested that. That as David said, he prayed three times, morning, noon and night. It was good for us to do the same. So this is what my brother and I were doing. Just slipping up stairs to the bedroom to have a little prayer. But mother wondered what was happening. And of course, she had reason to inquire. What are these boys going up to the bedroom at midday at lunchtime? And when she came up and inquired,
当你上来查问的时候,
and found that, well, we were just there for prayer,
她发觉我们只在那里祈祷,
she was satisfied, of course.
当然她就很满意了,
she didn't make any opposition to that.
她对这个毫无反对,
but she had good reason to make sure what we were doing in secret.
但她有很足够的原因来查问究竟我们静静地在那里做什么。
Lord said we should pray in secret, shut our door, not tell everybody about it.
主要教导我们祷告,因为,神里面祷告,不要告诉别人知的。
Well, mother was satisfied that we were not up to mischief.
我的母亲,她就很满意,因为她知道我们不在这里顽皮了。
But here you see, the enemies of these three teenagers,
但在这里,这几个青年人他们的仇敌,
thought that they could use this exercise on the part of Daniel to get him into the lion's den. I don't know if there's going on. After the king had made this decree at the request of his ministers,
当这个帝王是将这个总督总长所要求的下的禁令,
that no one should make any petition, or in other words, pray to anybody except him,
没人可以让任何人或者神来求什么,除了王之外,
but Daniel continued to open his window toward Jerusalem,
但但以为你, 走到他的房间,打开他的窗门,对着耶路撒冷,
didn't start doing it now, he had been doing it all the time.
他不是现在才开始这样做,他一直都是这样做的。
But now, when he opens his window, does he hear those lions growling?
但当你在打开窗门的时候,他有没有听到那些狮子的叫声吗?
it didn't hinder him.
啊, 但这个不影响他。
What do we read in Peter?
我们在彼得的书上来读到什么呢?
In Peter chapter 5.
啊, 彼得,
First Peter chapter 5.
啊, 彼得前书的第五章,
verse 6.
啊, 第六节,
Humble yourselves therefore under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due season, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour.
彼得前书的第五章的第六节至到第八节，所以你们要自卑，伏在神大能的手下，到了时候，他必叫你们升高。你们要将一切的忧虑卸给神，因为他顾念你们。务要谨守警醒，因为你们的仇敌魔鬼，如同哮叫的狮子，遍地游行，寻找我吞吃的人。
Now you, if you're in the jungle,
啊,如果现在你在森林里面,
you might hear the lion growling.
啊,你会听见狮子的叫声,
what does that suggest?
啊,那个有什么提议呢?
He's got a prey.
啊,那个意思就是说,他得了一些猎物了。
And if he roars,
如果他大声地哮叫呢?
What does that mean?
那意思是什么呢?
It means he's not going to let you take the prey from him.
他意思就是说,他不会容忍你将他所得到的食物来抢走啊。
So it's a very dangerous situation.
啊, 所以这个十分危险的情况。
But what does it say about the lion here?
啊, 但这里讲到那个狮子是怎样的呢?
Our adversary, 啊, as a roaring lion,
好像一个哮叫的狮子,
seeketh whom he may devour,
啊, 来到遍地寻找, 啊, 游行寻找我吞吃的人。
Run away?
我们逃走吗?
Well, Paul does say to Timothy in another connection, run, flee for your life.
在经文里面,保罗又教提摩太,你要逃跑你的生命,为你的生命来逃亡。
But not here.
但不是这里。
What does Peter say?
啊, 彼得怎么说呢?
Whom resist?
啊, 我们要抵挡他。
Whom resist? The roaring lion.
啊, 我们要抵挡这个仇敌,好像哮叫的狮子。
Don't be afraid.
啊, 我们不要怕他。
Whatever the state may decree,
啊, 无论国家下什么的禁令,
with whatever the state may threaten you,
啊, 无论这个国家是怎样的来恐吓你,
however they may use their laws,
啊, 怎样用他的律法,
to frighten you,
啊, 来叫你惧怕,
don't be afraid.
我们不要惧怕,
continue steadfast in your testimony,
啊, 你坚持继续在这个见证的底里面,
and continue steadfastly in prayer.
啊, 继续坚持的在祷告的里面,
well, that's what Daniel did.
啊, 这个就是但以理所做的,
but did he escape from the lion's den?
啊, 但他有没有从狮子的坑逃脱呢?
No.
没啊,
oh, he was put in the lion's den all right.
啊, 他真的被丢到狮子的坑里面。
The king was very grieved that he had made such a decree.
啊, 他王虽然很受苦,因为他下了这样的命令。
And that Daniel, whom he respected so highly and had given such honor and position,
啊, 这个但以理这么尊敬,也给他这么大的权力的。
Should be one that he would have to cast to the lions.
啊, 竟然要被他丢到狮子坑里面。
But the laws of the land were such,
啊, 但那个地方的律法是这样,
they could not be changed.
啊, 他不能够改变。
And whoever dared to go against them,
啊, 没有任何人是违反这个律法的,
would prove sorrowful or fatal.
啊,他被这个律法,摆到他是一个很凄惨的光景了。
Daniel continued as a man of prayer.
但仍然是做一个祷告的人。Now
what does prayer mean?
但祷告是什么意思呢?
What do we express when we pray?
我们祷告的时候,我们表达出什么呢?
If we persevere in prayer,
啊,如果我们坚持的祷告,
what are we declaring?
啊, 我们宣布什么呢?
First, our dependence upon the Lord.
第一样, 我们就是宣布我们是依靠神的。
That's what we indicate when we pray.
啊, 当我们祷告的时候, 我们就显示出我们是依靠神。
How dependent we are upon the Lord.
啊, 我们多少来依靠我们的主呢?
See, in the first book of Kings, chapter
8, 啊, 所以, 啊, 啊, 列王记上的第八章,
we get a strong repeated reference to prayer. It was after the temple had been built. But then it was mentioned they should pray. They should pray to the presence of God where God was in his house. That if war arose, pray. If there was no rain, pray. If there was some other disaster, pray. That's expressing their dependence upon the Lord. And their expectation that He could remedy the situation. Now, you know, in China, the authorities would not encourage you to pray. They would pursue you.
Persecute you.
And imprison you.
会捉你,但是坐监,
why?
为什么?
Because their state and their rules must be supreme.
因为他们的国家,他们的律法一定要是有绝对的权力,
their rulership must be maintained.
他们的统治权一定要是来到持继,
you must not seek anybody else's help or be dependent on anyone else.
你不能够依靠别人,去求别人,
well, it was a situation here.
在这里就是这样的情况,
in the days of Daniel.
在但以理的时候,
and until today for us.
直到今天,
if we really are honoring him as Lord.
如果我们真的尊重神是我们的主,
and in everything and for everything, looking to him supremely.
在一切的事上,来到向着他,都为着他,来到以他为绝对的主权,
we will be disliked. We will be persecuted by the opposition. We may be deprived of our job. Daniel was a man of prayer. He knew God. And he was one among the many in those days who did wonders.
他在当时的很多人当中的一个是来行出这些奇事。
Chapter 11 verse
32, 第十一章第二十二节那里这样讲,
they that do know their God shall be strong and do wonders.
唯独认识神之民必刚强行事。
Do you know what happened when a lion roared at a man of God in the Old Testament?
你知不知道 什么事情发生呢?当狮子向神的人来到,的仆人来到,的敲叫的时候,
do you remember that there's such an incident recorded?
你记得那里有一件事情这样记载到呢?
Of Samson.
是三千,
he was a man of God.
他是属神的人,
he displayed great strength.
他演出很大的能力,
it came through prayer.
透过祷告,
and through the response of the Spirit of God.
透过神的灵的反应,
when the lion roared against him,
当狮子向他敲叫的时候,
he tore it to pieces with his hands.
他用他的手来将狮子来掰开,
they that do know their God
他们认识他们的神,
shall be strong and do exploits.
应该是刚强来行事的,
not by our strength.
不是靠着我们自己的能力,
it says the Spirit of the Lord came upon him.
圣经这样说,就是神的灵在他身上。
And in another incident, in the life of Samson, when the Philistine, the enemy, shouted, he used the jawbone of an ass and slew 1,000 of them. There are some asses that have jawbones, you know. And that's what Samson used.
但是,但是,
why?
为什么呢?
Because the Spirit of God responded to his appeal.
因为神的灵对他的呼求是有反应,
and gave him that supernatural ability or strength.
给了这个超然的能力,
so, though the enemy may roar,
虽然受敌可以敲叫,
and we know we're in for the lion's den,
我们知道我们要被, 被, 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 被,
we can stand firm. Because the Lord is on the side of the righteous. It says, those who honor me, I will honor. And we do have to trust the Lord that if we are honoring Him, He will honor us. Maybe in the matter of business. There's competition in business. And business becomes increasingly difficult because of opposition. Of course, the opposition may be jealousy. We're doing well. They're not doing so well. It was like that here, you see. These presidents, they were all doing well, but Daniel was doing better. That's what provoked the jealousy and led to the opposition and led ultimately to the lion's den. Don't be afraid of the roaring of the lion. Don't let them hinder your prayer. Stand firm. It's not something introduced to beat the enemy. It's something that's been our practice all our days. We are just continuing. We're not doing something to provoke the enemy. It's our way of life. And in all things to seek Him. Acknowledge Him in all your ways. And He will direct your path. Don't let us forsake the acknowledging of Him. Rather then, we shall prove what Daniel did. The king was very sorry that he had established that law which couldn't be changed. That no one should ask anybody for anything except ask Him. And when he couldn't reverse his law and had to commit Daniel to that den of lions, he did it with great regret. Lord had to be obeyed. And that's how the law does imprison, does threaten, and does defeat so many. The king put Daniel into the den. And sealed it firmly. But couldn't sleep that night. So in the morning when he woke up, or when he was awake already, he hurries to the tomb. See the expression of his anxiety. Daniel chapter 6. Thank you. Yes. Then the king arose very early in the morning and went in haste to the den of lions. And when he came to the den, he cried with a lamentable voice unto Daniel. And the king spoke and said to Daniel, O Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God, whom thou servest continually, able to deliver thee from the lions?
第十九節至二十節。次日黎明，王就起來急忙往獅子坑那裏，臨近坑邊，哀聲呼叫。但以利對但以利說：你心神的仆人，但以利哦，你所常侍奉的神能救你脫離獅子麼？
Then Daniel said unto the king, O king, live forever.
但以利對王說：願王萬歲。
For my God hath sent his angel and hath shut the lions' mouths, that they have not hurt me inasmuch as before him innocency was found in me, and also before thee, O King, have I done no, and O King, have I done no hurt.
22节，我的神差遣使者封住狮子的口，叫狮子不伤我。 因我在神面前无辜，我在王面前也没有行过亏损的事。
God has sent his angel, Daniel said.
但你说神差派他的使者,
and shut the mouths of the lions.
松住狮子的口。
How did he do that?
他怎么能够这样做呢?
Well, how do we shut people's mouths?
我们怎么能够将人的口塞住呢?
Just imagine it.
你想象一下。
Those lions are, ooh, here he is, here he is.
我们知道,好了,有一次。
Their mouths were shut.
那个口被人塞住了。
The Lord shut their mouths by putting his hand upon them.
主要用手来扛住那些狮子的口。
He preserves his people.
他保守他属他的人。
Don't be afraid of the roaring lion.
他们不怕狮子的哮叫。
But rather give God thanks.
他们感谢神。
If the government threaten us.
如果政府来恐吓我们。
If they try to curtail our religious activities.
因为要禁止我们的信仰的活动。
We may be young in the faith like teens.
我们是信主的时候小或者好像年轻人那样。
Have we not learned this much?
我们有没有学到这些这么多?
That those who trust in him will not be afraid.
那些信靠神的人,他们不会惧怕的。
And those who, to whom he is Lord, they cannot keep quiet.
对那些人,如果神是他们的主的时候,他们不能够沉默。
They must continue not only in prayer,
他们不单止会继续祷告,
but in testimony as to who really is Lord.
他们要来作见证,
that's what Daniel is doing.
这是丹尼所做的,
that was the life of these four teenagers.
这是丹尼四个年轻人,
they were a vessel of testimony as to who was ruling.
他们是见证的器皿,
and in a variety of circumstances and experiences,
在很多的环境,很多的经历的试验的里面,
they were bearing witness.
他们就在作见证。
When the king was expecting people to serve him with their skills and clevernesses,
当人来到,期望这些人来到,用他们的聪明智慧才干来到服侍他们的时候,
the Lord gave it to these four young men.
神就将这些来到给这四个年轻的人,
and they continued steadfastly,
他们继续坚持的下去,
as men of prayer and faith and testimony,
继续来到祷告的人,作见证的人,作忠心的人,
that eventually this king also,
直到这个王的时候都是这样,
this Darius,
在大王的时候都是这样,
he has to acknowledge the living God.
他要承认这个活的神。
How can these great pagan rulers with such pride and arrogance submit and acknowledge the living God, the true?
怎样能够叫这些这么骄傲的, 拜偶像的,不信神的,这些帝王, 这么有权柄的帝王, 他们能够 承认神是活的神呢?
See what it says in verse
26.
This is Darius, the king.
这个大利乌王的传旨,
what does he say?
他说什么呢?
I make a decree that in every dominion of my kingdom, men tremble and fear before the God of Daniel. For he is the living God and steadfast forever. His kingdom, that which shall not be destroyed, his dominion shall be even unto the end.
现在我降旨晓谕我所统辖的全国人民要在但以理的神面前战惊恐惧因为他是永远存活的活神他的国永不败坏他的权柄永存无极。
These are not just little fish that have been caught by the Lord in his net.
这些不是一条小的鱼,神用的网来网到的。
These are mighty big fish.
这是条大鱼来的。
Nebuchadnezzar, a converted man from heathenism, paganism, to the true God.
尼布甲尼撒王是从拜偶像来到主来相信这个真的活的神吗?
And now likewise Darius.
还有大鱼王都是这样吗?
another pagan king, led to the truth, to the true God, by the consistent, faithful testimony of young men. Now, just let me pick up there. Men, young men. Don't think you're left out, sisters. Why? Because the woman is in the man. There's an indivisible unity in the man that God made. And after all, the women are bone china, we're only earthy clay. But the honor and privilege that's given to mankind. How many of the difficulties? How many the dangers there may be? How the enemy, the like a lion may roar. If we're humble and true and faithful, we can resist in the name of the Lord and celebrate who is Lord in this universe. So this is a conclusion. But wait a minute, just notice this. What's the last verse of all? So this Daniel prospered in the reign of Darius and in the reign of Cyrus the Persian. What did we read at the end of chapter 1? Daniel chapter
1.
What does it say? Daniel continued even unto the first year of King Cyrus. What a long yet continuous, consistent testimony. Because from Nebuchadnezzar to Cyrus was about 70 years. And in all that time, there was this witness born to God being Lord. The heavens do rule. Thou shalt know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdoms of men. It was demonstrated, illustrated by these four. And it was a lasting testimony. Some people, you know, lose their testimony. It's so sad. Even some Christian ministers, they're spoiled at the end. They do not have a good reputation at the end. Some scandal arises. They are discredited. Their congregations may continue. Or they may fall away. The minister started well. He had a convincing ministry and testimony. But now something else has come in. And he's not Lord any longer. His testimony is finished. There's a sad record, you know, of Timothy, of Gideon. The Lord addresses him as a mighty man of valor. When he's calling him to the ministry that he is to fulfill for the sake of his people. Mighty man of valor. He didn't have that confidence in himself then. So the Lord gave him confidence as he was with him in one thing after another.
And
he accomplished great things. But what is the end? Oh, read Judges chapter
8.
What is the end?
那个结局是怎样呢?
He becomes an idol worshipper. He uses some of the things that he had gained in battle to become objects of worship. And his sons were idol worshippers. That's a sad end. But it wasn't the end of these four. They were true to the end. And so, what we read there in 11 chapter 11 verse 32, is just a summary of their life and witness. They who do know their Lord shall be strong and do exploits. May it be so for us all, brothers and sisters. God does show us precious things in His Word. Not just to correct us, but to encourage us, to inspire us, to make a new beginning, and to continue steadfastly to the end. So be it for us all. Amen. Lord, you give us the privilege of hearing your word. You caused it to be written in this book. So we have constant opportunity to refer to what you say. To remember your advice. And to remember your commandments. To be obedient to your word. Oh Lord, we thank you. Oh, that we may continue to have the benefit of that. Not just hearing the word, but oh, having it written on our hearts. We should not offend thee. We should not disappoint you. We should not betray you. But be faithful. Faithful unto death. O Lord, you have spoken of such as being those that overcome. Love not their lives unto death. Lord, may it be true for us. Not just for the superficial resolution today. But with a determined endurance to the end. We may not be the cast away. Paul feared that having preached to others, he might be the cast away. He might run the race and yet not win the prize. Oh Lord, grant us to be those who pursue you so closely. And honor you so genuinely. That the enemy can't find a chink in our armor. We can triumph even in the presence of roaring lions. We thank you, Lord, you do put your hand upon the mouths of the lions that roar.
Thank you, Lord, you do put your hand upon the mouths of the lions that roar.
that they are not able to devour. So Lord, keep us mindful of you. You have said the beginning of wisdom is the fear of the Lord. So reverently we want to fear you, Lord. And honor you as you are worthy. Oh, hear us, Lord. Amen.
Amen.